about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
We gotta get better, man. We came out last couple days and did good. This was bull. Let's turn it around. We gotta have a great day today, man.
Let's go. Get better. 1, 2, 3. Get better.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
VIG.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do?
Shut your mouth and shut it and shut up and shut up!
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight.
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
And now,
and incidentally, have you noticed what's happened to daytime television?
No.
It's all about the women. There's Kelly, there's Rachel, there's The View, there's The Talk, there's Ellen, there's...
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson...
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeBean Show. It is Thursday, the 10th of September. We're going to start in Michigan. A 16-year-old girl in Michigan told her boyfriend that she was pregnant with triplets.
Oh.
16 years old, pregnant.
That's a lot.
Boyfriend shocked. Didn't know what to do, scared. Yeah. Decided to go out and maybe get a couple extra jobs just in case because he didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And they had a relative through a baby shower, and the church group gave them money.
Sure.
And there's a charity called Moms with Triplets or something like that. Like, they were helping him get ready, and everybody started getting ready. And as time went on, it was like 7 months, 8 months, 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right?
Yeah, because twins are usually delivered early, so I would assume triplets... Even more so.
Yeah, that's the problem, is making it to like 8 months.
Yeah.
10 months?
Well, that's concerning.
Okay, so A, there's a 16-year-old that thinks she can say that she's pregnant for 10 months.
Yeah.
B, no one questioned her during the 9th month.
How bad is math in that town?
I can't imagine. It's the most crazy thing. So then they started doing a little bit of research, and okay. The boyfriend called the cops and said, hey, I don't know what's going on, but she won't go to the hospital. He wanted to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
She won't go to the hospital. I don't know what's happening. Well, did you go to any doctor's appointments? Well, no, she wouldn't let me go to any doctor's appointments, but, right? It seems like it would be obvious,
yeah.
Right? It turns out that she was faking the whole thing, that she bought ultrasound photos.
Is there a market for that?
From
I guess
a prank,
there probably is.
From a prank website called fakeababy.com.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
What?
They sell fake bellies, they sell DNA tests, and they sell ultrasound photos. So she had made up the entire thing and wasn't pregnant at all. And so her family is going, oh, we're giving all the money back. Don't worry about it. We'll give it back. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry, everybody.
God.
Sorry about her.
Fake babies.
Fake a baby.
Fake a baby.
It's a good thing to keep.
It's awful.
Remember, just in case you ever need it. So I went yesterday. I looked it up. Still up. The guy's like, oh, no, this is just for pranks. This is just for fun.
Who pranks that they're pregnant?
I don't know. That's not a funny prank, I don't
no.
think. But,
oh, my gosh.
But, so that's a 16-year-old girl. Good times right there.
Wow.
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBean Show, shall we?
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no.
I'm not
no.
saying anything.
No. I refuse. No. No.
All right. Now, we got Jim Rome.
Sure.
We're going to talk about the cheating cheaters who cheat.
Huh.
The Patriots.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't recognize that?
No, I wasn't sure who you were talking about. Hey, Kevin, before
didn't see
you
it.
Go into it, yeah, you did see it.
Oh.
And I screen capped your tweet in case you deleted it.
I didn't.
You watched Do Your Job last night
Do Your
on
Job.
The NFL Network.
It was a 1 hour, like, documentary style movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Yeah, about the Patriots and the last season and everything that led up to the Super Bowl. Wow.
But there was no mention of cheating, though.
There was.
I found that odd.
There was.
There was?
Yeah, they had mentioned the problems that happened in Indianapolis.
Oh, right.
That
They're
game.
Like, oh, distractions, I think they
I
called
believe
it one
they
time.
They called it distractions.
yeah, it was really good, though. It's behind the
right?
scenes. You get to actually hear the players, the coaches.
Yeah.
Belichick even gives a pretty lengthy interview and smiled.
Yes, smiled a couple times and mentioned that he has seen my cousin Vinny over 50 times. And I thought, well, respect Bill Belichick. That's good.
I thought just the opposite.
Really?
I was like, he quoted Mike. What is it? My cousin Vinny. Well, that's a terrible movie.
It's a great movie.
Oh, what's he doing? What's Bill Belichick doing quoting that movie? That's insanity.
Being awesome.
Right. That's what I meant. So anyway, Jim Rome today, talking sports. We also have Dr. Drew on the program today. We have Ashley Escada talking about yesterday's Apple announcement, a bigger than normal iPad.
Yeah.
And a new iPhone and
something about a
there's
pencil.
iPencil?
I
think there's
know.
An iPencil. I'm not sure that's what they're calling it, but I think they do have that. One of my favorite, maybe my favorite singer of all time, Wing.
Yeah.
Made a huge announcement yesterday. I'm very disappointed by this because she's going to retire.
No.
So we're going to have to do a tribute to Wing.
There's so much music left in her.
That's what I thought. Her.
Her.
Yeah. I mean, she has done 30 albums.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
But I think she still has more to give.
Yeah, she must.
She's retiring. That's just such a bummer. And we have tickets to Foo Fighters. Don't forget, anytime this week when we play a Foo Fighters song, be caller 1, 2, or 3, and you could win tickets to see Foo Fighters. And also, we've got a contest for you today, so you can win those tickets as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:52. We've got your tickets for Foo Fighters coming up. We got Jim Rome on sports. We got Dr. Drew. Ralph Garman's in the other room.
Kevin, before we get to Ralph,
yes,
is there
please.
Any way, maybe tomorrow, that we just chat a little when the show opens? Maybe just
about
what went on the night before. Maybe what are you doing this weekend? I feel
I'm
like
not
you
a fan
just
of that kind of small
launched
talk.
Right into your story.
I'm not a big fan of that kind of small talk.
Okay.
I think it's boring to people.
Okay.
And they don't need to know what I was doing last night.
Okay.
You know? It seems like you're a little self-centered that way.
Oh. That's probably it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin's not big about talking on the radio.
Right. More less like, talk, more go.
It's more like a race than a show when Kevin's here.
It's got just, it.
Let's go, man.
She's trying
I got
to get
places
me.
To go, people to see.
She's trying to get me to talk about the Patriots movie that was on last night on ESPN. I made the mistake of telling her that I watched it. It was good. Mm-hmm. So now she wants to spend all day talking about it.
Yeah.
In which case, no.
Just do your job, Kevin.
Just do your job.
Well done.
5:53. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Well, looks like things are really over with Ben Affleck and his nanny, Christine Ozonian is her name. You've probably seen her. She is desperately wringing out every second of her 15 minutes of fame. And she was hell-bent on pursuing a relationship with Ben, according to sources at RadarOnline.com, and wouldn't take the hint that Ben wasn't interested, so much so that he had to get a new cell phone. She kept blowing him up.
Oof.
And he wanted to cool things off. Mainly her hoo-ha. And she was not interested in that. So, sad news for Christine Ozonian. But I'm sure she will end up in the Big Brother house or on Survivor Island or, I don't know, knock-knocking live, whatever it is people do these days. No, I think it's still going
on. Okay, all right.
Hey, stranger danger. How many times have I tried to warn you about stranger danger?
All the time.
All the time.
Yes.
It's all about me and stranger danger.
Right.
Especially if you're a porn actress.
Mm.
Jessie Jane, the Triple X star, was spotted passed out on the Las Vegas Strip the other day. In the middle of the day, by the way.
On the strip.
Lying outside the Planet Hollywood Hotel and Casino.
Oh, no.
And people started shooting video, and she had friends around her, luckily, to help her up and get her back to the hotel room. But she is saying now she only had 2 shots of alcohol, but she took them from someone she didn't know. Fan volunteered to buy her some drinks, and she took them, and she says now she just did 2 shots of alcohol, and they were drugged. And that's why she passed out. She woke up very sick, vomiting. She wants everyone to know, be careful about who you accept drinks from. I'm sure that's what happened. I'm sure she only had 2 drinks from a stranger, and they were drugged.
Plus, it's hot in Las
Vegas.
Oh,
it's a bad combination.
Yeah.
So be careful who you get your drinks from. And, Kevin, that's a line you can use next time. You're lying on the strip.
I only had 2 shots.
I only had 2 vodka Red Bulls. And what? A bull actually bought them for me. I didn't even know the bull. He was red, and we bought him the drinks, and now a stranger named him.
Caitlyn Jenner is woman enough to laugh at herself. I thought this was refreshing and charming, and good on you, Caitlyn. She talked to Matt Lauer on the Today Show about this Halloween costume that's based on her new look that is a popular choice for the upcoming holiday. The Caitlyn Jenner costume is sort of a white dress. It's for dudes.
Right.
Put on the white dress, similar to the one she wore on the cover of that Vanity Fair magazine where she broke out. And she said regarding the costume that it isn't offensive at all. She says, I'm in on the joke. I think it's great. Her only complaint, the outfit, she says, aren't up to her high standards, and she believes her own designers could have done better and designed a more attractive costume. So there's a lady who gets it. Right? She easily could have taken the other route and said, this is punishing and unacceptable, and people are upset, and it's bad, and stop it, and hey, you, stranger danger. She could have said all those things, but no. She's going
stranger
along with
danger
the joke.
Today.
Going along with the joke. And you know why she's smart? Because now this story will just go away.
Yeah, true.
You going to wear that outfit for Halloween, Kevin?
I am not.
We'll see. I can't wait for our big Halloween party.
No, it's going to be
strong. Oh, boy.
So good.
What happened?
We had big plans.
Yeah.
We do costumes and parties. And
it's crazy.
I remember years ago, we used to actually do things. It was good. It was fun, and it was nice.
Nope.
Speaking of people getting offended, the new show Dr. Ken is causing controversy before it even hits the air. Dr. Ken, of course, stars Ken Jeong. And there is a scene, apparently, in the first episode where Dr. Ken makes a joke about an overweight patient. Well, that does not sit well with the Obesity Action Coalition.
Sure.
Or OAC, as I like to call them. They have already contacted ABC, requesting they remove all fat-shaming jokes. ABC saying the scene's already cut. We took it out. No word on how they saw it. Perhaps it was in the upcoming publicity and trailers for the show. But the show is set to debut on October the 2nd on ABC. And according to ABC, you won't see any fat shaming on Dr. Ken because that might lead to laughter. Don't want to have that in a comedy. Here's the thing about comedy, and it's hard when you're trying to make people laugh, is that there is no comedy without a victim.
Okay.
Nature of the animal. That someone has to be the recipient of the joke, whether that person is regardless of whoever you're telling a joke regarding, there's someone. You know, it goes back as far as the Marx Brothers and the Three Stooges, and there's always somebody who has to be the recipient of the bad news in a joke.
Okay.
A lot of times it's yourself as a comedian,
yeah, there's
right?
A lot of times punching up, punching down.
A lot of times it's yourself. But a lot of times people have to recognize it's not a personal attack, nor is it necessarily destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Caitlyn Jenner perhaps gets that.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the Obesity Action Coalition does not get that.
OAC.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Ryan Phillippe. Oh, where is he from? Oh, I can't remember what city he was born and raised in. Let me think about it. Philadelphia! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Come on, Monday. God damn it, get here Monday. It's too many days away, Monday. He's 41 years old today. Actor Colin Firth is 55. Guy Ritchie, very talented director. One of my favorites, 47 years old. Another director, Chris Columbus, celebrates his 57th birthday. Aerosmith guitar legend Joe Perry is 65. And TV host Bill O'Reilly, no spin, on his birthday, 66 years old today. He'll do it live! He'll do it live! We got to get that audio to play for Bill today in celebration of his birthday, because he crazy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Bit of bad news today. Sorry to be the one to have to bring it to you, but Wing is retiring.
No.
My favorite singer, Wing.
Kevin.
I'm sad.
I know.
Discovered her on South Park. The boys were going to be in management or something like that. And there was this singer that was really not good.
Mm-hmm.
Very early American Idol-ish.
Sure.
Where they think they're good, but they're terrible. So I thought, which of the guys does the voice or whatever? And I waited for the credits and it said Wing as herself. And I was like, no, don't fool with me because I love this. Search for Wing. She's a real person with a real career.
Wow.
She has made 30 albums.
30.
Yes. All of them amazing.
Define amazing.
So I went back. Well, you'll hear.
Okay.
So I went back and I pulled some audio that we have of Wing and an interview that we did with her so that we could give her the proper send-off.
That's nice.
The first clip that I'm going to play for you is Wing on the beginning of her CD. I forget which one it was. It was like 26, 27. Sure. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. And she's talking about what she hopes to accomplish with her music.
This upcoming album features collaborations with musical profession from Hawaii, Hong Kong, and Oakland.
So you got that going on.
Okay.
Chip, can you find my list down there? I think I put it down there. So you're already in, right?
Absolutely.
And then we started playing music from her, which is just magical.
Let's go.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. This album was about computer safety. She always has a message.
The whole album.
Computer safety.
Computer safety. Like Stranger Danger.
Yes. Okay. And she has a safe computer dance that she wanted to share with the world.
Okay.
So let's continue with this song.
Computer won't walk. Yeah, let's go. Wiki, 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 Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
That's awesome.
Wiki, wiki, Wikipedia. Come on. She also did a lot of covers. A lot of covers. Some of them better than others. All of them magical in their own way.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. Never be alone.
Wow.
Come on. Right?
Wow.
How about...
Baby, 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 oh, like baby, 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 oh, like baby.
That is magical right there. What is it? Is it called phrasing when you're singing like that? She's just, she's never...
Never on,
the,
on time.
On the right,
yeah.
Yeah, she's never, and none more than this.
Baby, 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 oh, like baby.
You can see why I'm upset that she's going away. I mean, that's gold right there.
That's real good.
That's real good. Here is her cover of Poker Face. We're talking about Wing, who has retired now. We're very sad to announce. This is Poker Face. I did have to drop out a couple of beats because I think the translation came across poorly. But when she's saying poker face, and she gets into poker face... And then it sounds, I swear to God, it sounds like she's using the F word.
So you remixed Wing is what
you did. Well, I edited out the F word.
But it wasn't
the F word. It wasn't, but I listened back to it like five times. I was like, that is 100% the F word. Like, maybe she doesn't realize it, but that's exactly what she's saying. So here's Poker Face. I remember having her on and going, hey, Wing, it's poker, right? It's poker. She's like, yes, yes, it's poker. you know, if you like her, you got to put a ring on.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Up, 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 up.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her so much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Gold.
Oh.
And I didn't appreciate her the last couple albums.
No.
I sort of took her for granted.
Right.
And now she's gone.
Oh, Kevin.
So I had Omar pull the last time we had Wing on, and Beat and I were talking to her and trying to say goodbye. We were finished with the conversation. She was putting out her latest thing, which was, I think you pay $10 and you give her a phone number and she would call and wish somebody a happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. So we had done the whole plug and we were done. We were just trying to get off the phone and she wanted to sing happy birthday for us. And I'm just going to let this roll because it's just, she's just magic.
Wing, any message for your American fans before we say goodbye?
Can I sing a happy birthday song to all my fans for this for their birthdays in this year, 2010?
Please do. In this year, 2010.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which she repeated many times.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wing. now. And now, Wing. Are you saying you want to sing? Or?
Yeah, okay. I'm putting on the music.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. This is a rare treat. Ladies and gentlemen, we present Wing.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
No problem. We love you.
Now,
Wing. Here comes the Wing.
And now a live performance.
Wait, were you asking, can I sing it rhetorically? Or did you mean you were planned on singing it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you.
Come on.
Happy birthday to you.
Another verse.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I don't really have second
happy
verse lyrics.
Happy birthday to you.
Again.
All right, now I don't know what we're supposed to be doing.
Remix?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wing. Outstanding.
Nicely done, Wing. That was beautiful.
Hey, thanks. No, we got it now.
Happy birthday to you.
Again.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on.
Okay. Now I think we are done.
How about that?
Oh. Thank you, my dear. We enjoyed talking to you.
Same to me.
Okay.
Same to me.
Same to me, she said. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. She's going to be missed, but she's got 30 albums. Go buy them.
We have a new-ish feature called mm-hmm. What's Good, which yeah. is basically What's Your Deal or What It Do Nephew, which we've done in the past, where we just open up the phone lines and we let you call with whatever topic you want to talk about.
Anything. Maybe something we missed, something that they want to chat about that maybe...
Maybe we
don't.
But how do we know unless you call?
Exactly.
So 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Yesterday we got calls on Mr. Robot, the TV show on USA Network, mm-hmm. which is great, was great, on pot bars. And we also got a call on prostitutes from a very drunk guy.
He was wasted.
He really wanted to tell us that prostitutes are great.
Yeah, and not for him, though.
No, not for him at all.
He finds them disgusting.
I think he said gross as well, but they're important for our society.
And, yeah, the economy, sure.
So if he wants to call back, we'll talk to him every day.
Sure.
But if you have any other topic that you want to call about, NFL, whatever's on your mind, 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We will do What's Good next. There's an article called Spygate to Deflategate. Inside what split apart the NFL and the Patriots. Hmm. Now, Allie is a hardcore Patriots fan.
I am.
Which makes me hate them. But I don't know if I'm right or not, but in this article, it lays out pretty compelling evidence that the Patriots had been spying for a long time and everyone knew it. And that Spygate, which was the last one, in 2007, I want to say.
Yeah, they were fined in 2007.
Yeah,
it was legal, by the way, up until then. All the videotaping of, games.
That's not what this article says.
Well,
that's why I'm saying I don't know.
Okay.
So, and apparently all the other owners are angry.
Sure.
And that's why Deflategate went so hard or so poorly for them, because it was like a makeup call for Spygate.
Sure.
So it's all very confusing, and I don't exactly know who to believe or what to believe, but we do have Bill Belichick on the phone.
Oh.
It's nice of him to take some time, right?
I mean, they've got a game tonight.
Coach Belichick?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking some time today. We appreciate it. We know you have a game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Play the Steelers.
Yeah. We're on to Pittsburgh.
You're on to Pittsburgh, right?
We're on to Pittsburgh.
Right. So are you aware of this whole thing that's going on now where they're starting to drag up a lot of information about Spygate, which happened before Deflategate?
Mm-hmm.
About you videotaping other teams and trying to steal their signals?
Yeah.
Now, the fact that a lot of different coaches came out and basically were hammering you, saying, well, this happened with us, this happened with when we played them back then, a lot of stuff coming out. Do you even agree with any of it? Have you heard any of these accusations before?
We're on to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so you have no comment on that.
Well, there's only one time we really cheated.
Okay.
That was against the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Wait, you're
willing to admit that?
Yeah, no way we would have won that game without cheating.
Really?
Really?
We had to cheat to beat that team. That's how good they were.
Huh.
They were a great, great, great team.
I'm very surprised to hear you admit that.
Maybe the best team ever.
Interesting.
Wow.
But now we're on to Pittsburgh.
That's shocking. Let me ask you another question. This is sort of on the side, sort of a side note, but you said that it was easier to steal signals from the less sophisticated teams like the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, I agree. With that. Now there
By the way, dolphin is a stupid mascot for a team.
Right.
Sure.
How scary is a dolphin?
Right.
They can't even walk on land. How can they play football?
That's a great point, Bill.
Right.
Great point.
If it was water polo, it would be scary, but not football. No.
Very true. Now, accusations of stealing plays from the locker room, going stealing the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen?
No.
Okay.
Some of the other coaches would say they would leave false playlists mm-hmm. out so that you could steal that and you would go in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hate that. Hate when that happens.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
What was that?
Nothing. Just taking some pictures.
Wait, who are you taking pictures of?
Practice.
Right, but...
Yeah, so he can look back on the pictures, if they were lined up correctly, that type of thing?
Football practice.
Well, yeah. Right, sure. But of the Patriots? Of the Patriots?
Sure.
Does he play the Steelers this evening?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that Roethlisberger, I'll tell you.
Did you say Roethlisberger?
No,
sounded
I did.
Like you did.
I'm hungry for a... hamburger.
Got it.
I got to be honest, that's not what it sounded like.
We're on to Pittsburgh.
You're on to Pittsburgh.
Taking pictures of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Ben, that's it.
Oh. Yeah.
Bend over, Ben.
This got dark.
Yeah. That's why they call him Big Ben, right?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Foo Fighters tickets for you a little bit later on this morning. We're going to give you a chance to win those. We also have Ashley Escada talking about the Apple announcement yesterday that everybody's so excited about. I'm an Apple guy. I didn't really care that much.
Not at all.
Do I need a bigger iPad? I'm not sure I do.
Nope.
Time for What's Good.
What's good? Come on and let us know what you want to talk about on this show. What's good? Come on and let us know what's going on.
We're going to call it What's Good Miley, but as we get further and further from the MTV Awards, maybe that's not the best idea.
Miley, what's good?
So let's just go with what's good, and that way we can make it work. And this is the phone number.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
We love you too, Dodo.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Let's start with Adam and your Belinda. Good morning, Adam. What's good?
Hi. So I know a lot of the people in the world, so folks at the news, so those focus with everything going on around them. They don't focus on a lot of the little things in life. So I just kind of wanted to ask, what's good with your lives? What's going on with you guys?
Adam, that is delightful. Thank you for taking time out of your day to ask about us. Nothing's going on.
No,
with
nothing
me.
Really. Super happy to have football back though tonight.
Yes,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
You are
that's
you a sports
good.
Fan?
Not so much.
No. Okay.
I mean, unless you count esports.
Esports. We do count esports.
Not as sports, though, but yeah, it's good. Have you played the new Madden?
No.
Okay. All right. Good chat. Thanks for asking. Let's move on to Dennis in Upland. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, everyone. Great show.
Thank you. What's good?
Go Dodgers. I'm just calling you guys to see what your thoughts are on that show, Narcos, on Netflix.
Oh, man. It's my next show to watch. I have nothing to add to this, but everyone I know that has seen it, loves it, obsessed with it, I haven't seen
That's
it.
That's the problem.
Spanish is a little bit cheesy, but if you don't speak Spanish, you won't be able to notice.
I don't really speak Spanish, so that's good.
There you go.
Okay. So I'll be fine. I'm with Ali, is that there's so many TV shows that we keep up with when a new one comes on. By the way, and maybe this is the same with you, Dennis and Ali, but if it's on Netflix, I sort of don't feel any urgency because I know it's going to be there.
Yeah.
So maybe the shows that air, you know, Fear the Walking Dead and stuff like that, I give preference to because I know Narcos will always be there. But I've heard, just like Ali, nothing but good things about it.
You should approach it the opposite way since it's on Netflix and it's only one season. Knock it out, and then if you have to wait on those shows that are coming out every week.
All right.
See what he did right there? Flipped the script.
Flipped it. All right.
Yeah, it's That's what he did. I'll make a note of that.
I'll seriously consider that.
There you go, guys.
Thanks, Dennis. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. All right. We're doing...
What's good?
What's good? Deanna in Long Beach. Hi.
Hi. You probably don't watch as much Game Show Network as my aunts do. But I just want to know why we're not making so much fun of Psycho Mike on Chain Reaction, because he is a goofball on that show.
Do you watch the Game Show Network?
I've watched Chain Reaction.
Do you watch the Game Show Network, though?
No.
You don't?
I don't either.
Although we've both watched, you know, one episode of Chain Reaction. And we love Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
A lot.
I do, too.
Right.
So much.
We love him so much that we're not talking about that show. which I feel like works to his favor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Deanna. Right?
Yeah.
You know.
But how sharp does he look? He looks very handsome.
He looks very handsome. Mm-hmm. I think it's hysterical that he literally laughs in people's faces when they give dumb answers.
I think that he gets the joke, but nobody else on that set is quite getting it, which makes it pretty delightful.
He also is loosening up a little more so mm-hmm. that he does that stuff where he laughs in their face and stuff where you know, at first you're a little stiff, but now he seems to be working into it.
Yeah.
So
he's
a great dude. We sure love him.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, thank you for the call, Deanna. Let's go to Phil and ask,
what's good?
Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's good?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Allie. How you doing?
Good morning, Phil.
Hey, I was just curious on what you guys thought about this. We're always talking about how people say stupid things on Twitter, stupid things on Facebook, these stupid wars going on, you know, verbally on Facebook. Do you think that the social media started out, I think it started out as a good thing, but do you think that it's kind of evolved into something where it's an outlet just for stupidity now, or do you think it's actually something that's still good? And do you think that it has, like, a future for good? Like, what do you guys think, especially since you guys are in media?
I think it's both. And I'll tell you, we have come up against our share of a-holes. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. People who really just don't care, you can anger by saying mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah.
But if you actually take a position or you say something, then people get really angry. And it gets ugly, but...
I think it's great for, you know, getting information out there that you maybe didn't know about. Then you can look into something. Wonderful. But then the outrage machine that goes, and then people pile on. And a lot of it is people that don't have a voice, and all of a sudden they do on social media. So it fuels, for a lot of people, some of them have a lot of hate in their hearts.
Yeah.
It fuels that. I wish it fueled more good than it has.
And it seems like it's getting, like, more simple and simple. Like, you know, you'll have somebody who's anti-vaccine and somebody who's pro. Mm-hmm. And then you have this Facebook where, like, oh, well, you're evil if you don't get your kids vaccinated. And you're evil if you do, because you're going to give them Tourette's or whatever. You know what I mean? It just seems like, hey, let's just put some information out there and just have everybody agree that we live in a country where we can have our own opinion and just let it be that.
Yeah, it's amazing when an actual conversation on Twitter or Facebook can be done civilly. And actually share information.
It's an amazing thing.
It rarely happens.
Yeah. It's easier just to shout racist, though, Phil.
Yeah. Racist.
It really is. But I just think people need to be receiving more letters from Fozzie Bear, and that would make the world better.
Phil, agree 100%.
What a suck up. What a suck up. Wow, that's ugly.
Okay.
Someone might have something.
All right, thanks for calling.
What's good?
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53. On the way, we have Jim Rome talking sports. We got Dr. Drew on the program. We have your tickets for Foo Fighters as well. So keep listening for that. Right now, it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Just play football now.
Agree.
Ugh. Can't wait anymore. Can't wait any more than this now. Well... I guess we knew it was inevitable, much like the end days, like the apocalypse, like the end of civilization. We knew it just was a matter of time. Now the worst has happened.
What's the worst?
Taylor Swift is now the most followed person on Instagram. I've come around on Taylor Swift. I agree with you guys. I think she's awful. Well, thank you, Bean. I'm glad you finally see things our way. Apparently, Taylor just squeaks out a victory over Kim Kardashian with 45.7 million followers on Instagram. While Kim has just 45.6 million
followers. Oh, that's embarrassing.
And then Beyonce has a paltry 45 million followers on Instagram.
So stop doing it.
So,
I guess I have to put up more pictures of my cat, Olivia, in order to get more followers on my Instagram, because that's the key. Blech.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be a good time over there on The View.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
On The View?
You got Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg.
Right? Still listening for something good?
A bunch of blowhards?
Fun? No? Mm.
Well, today, our good friend Donald Trump will be calling in to talk to The View. Ooh. That's going to be nothing but people yelling at each other. it's going to be fun.
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
I cherish women. He's going to say initially, I'm sure. And
they are probably going to take him on that issue, though, so that might be funny.
They might. Speaking of the Donald, let me just remind you, he was a reality show, game show host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Besides a businessman, what have you. He did reality television, and now he's running for president.
And leading by quite a margin.
You can add REM to the list of people that don't like Donald Trump. Donald showed up at a recent campaign stop, playing It's the End of the World as We Know It. Is that really the uplifting political anthem you want on your campaign when you hit the stage?
He has spent a lot of time talking about how America is losing.
He has.
That's been a theme.
But when I'm president, we'll be winning.
Right.
We'll be doing so much winning, you're going to get sick of winning.
He did say that.
He did say that.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world, as we know it. The REM song was played at a recent campaign stop. And REM, as you can imagine, released a statement. I don't know. Michael Stipe strikes me as a Trumpy.
Nope.
As a Trumpophile. Turns out not so much. While we do not authorize or condone the use of our music at this political event, and do ask that these candidates cease and desist from doing so, let us remember that there are things of greater importance at stake here. The media and the American voter should focus on the bigger picture and not allow grandstanding politicians to distract from the pressing issues of the day of the current and of the current presidential campaign. That was a well thought out, a reasoned and even tempered result, I think. And then Michael Stipe tweeted the following yesterday. Go F yourselves, the lot of you, you sad, attention-grabbing, power-hungry little men. Do not use our music or my voice for your moronic charade of a campaign.
Wow.
So apparently he wasn't the author of the statement,
no.
I'm guessing.
There's a PR person
there
involved?
There seems to be a discrepancy between what Michael said and what the released press statement said. I'll let you decide which one you think is more likely the actual true feelings of Michael Stipe.
I've made my decision. You're fired.
And while we're talking about music being used inappropriately, yesterday we talked about the fact that Survivor, that's right, they're still around. They're still the thing.
Sure. Are they still the thing? Or?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Survivor was very unhappy with Kim Davis's use of the song Eye of the Tiger as she stood on the stage with Mike Huckabee during her release rally, they were calling it, when she was let out of prison after refusing to issue marriage license to same-sex couples there in Kentucky. Then the story followed yesterday with a big story that Survivor had filed a $1.2 million lawsuit against Kim Davis and Mike Huckabee over the unauthorized use of Eye of the Tiger.
How did they figure that amount of money?
Well, it turns out this story was carried far and wide, largely on the internet, but by a lot of people, that story is not true. So if you read this anywhere and you're talking to your friends about it, you've seen it on Facebook, whatever, that is not the case. There has been no lawsuit filed. True, Survivor isn't happy about the usage, but they have not filed any lawsuit. The reason this thing caught fire so easily yesterday is because it came from a website called nbc.com.co. Hmm. And this website,
really?
I don't know how they get away with this, but completely poses as NBC. If you go to that website, you will see it looks just like an NBC News website. And they make up stories. That's what they do. They goof.
No kidding.
And they put this story out there, and everyone picked it up as if it was real and ran with it. So if you saw it in the news yesterday, you can know now that it's not the case.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
They are such a big liar. NBC.com.co.
How would NBC not be able to cease and desist that whole website?
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's got to step in. The story quotes Harvard Law professor Paul Horner, who believes that Survivor has a strong case in this lawsuit. Turns out Paul Hunter is a fictional character that has been used in many spoof lawsuit stories before as being a Harvard law professor. He does not exist, so that was one tip out. We knew he wasn't for real. And in musical news, this is going to shock you. I know it did to me. Demi Lovato can sing. She went on BBC Radio and their live lounge from BBC Radio 1 in London this week, and she laid down a live, pretty killer version of Hozier's Take Me to Church. I never thought she was much of a talent, but this is her live, pared down, just a very sparse arrangement of this song, and I was impressed by her work on it. Here's a little taste of Demi Lovato singing Take Me to Church. Something meaty for the main course. That's a fine looking high on. What you got in that staple? Got a lot of stuff available. That looks tasty. That looks plenty. This is hungry work. Take me to church.
Pretty good, huh?
I heard that first, and then I went to watch the video because I was like, what?
You wouldn't believe it,
she
right?
She has a good voice. She's fine. She has a good voice.
Fine, ordinarily fine, but that's pretty powerful stuff.
I didn't expect that voice to come out of her.
I didn't either. I was really impressed, so maybe we should give Demi a break.
But Hozier is now suing.
That's right, for $1.2 million, according to Harvard law professor Paul Horner. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Ryan Phillippe, he is 41 years old today. Director Guy Ritchie turns 47. His fellow film director Chris Columbus turns 57 today. Actor Colin Firth. Wow.
Yeah.
We didn't get a moan.
Yeah.
I'm glad we skipped the moan part of the birthdays with Ally McKay with Colin Firth, 55.
I think last hour she said maybe off the air, top five?
Top five.
For her.
Oof.
You have odd
taste. That's weird, right?
That's not weird.
No,
Colin Firth
fine.
He's a dreamboat.
He's a very talented.
Did I just say dreamboat?
Did.
And you meant it. It's not the 50s, to the best of my knowledge.
Odd. Yeah.
But he's
me to a sock hop.
He's a fine actor.
Sure.
Fine. He's amazing.
Right.
All right. I'll give you amazing actor.
Okay.
But you don't think of him when you think of. All right. Okay. Don't need those gestures.
People can't see you.
Don't need those gestures this early in the morning. Joe Perry, Aerosmith guitarist, is 65 years old. And one of our favorites around here from the No Spin Zone, Bill O'Reilly from Fox News. He's 66 years old today. Should we record your birthday greeting, Bill, or how should we do it?
We'll do it live.
Oh.
Okay. We'll do it live. Do it live.
Right.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Hey.
Thing sucks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Happy birthday, Bill. I guess we'll do it live. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time for the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You can leave a message on any topic. We did a call-in topic on missed opportunities. You were supposed to be someplace, something really amazing happened, and you missed out, and that's what the first call is about.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, you guys are talking about how people missed an opportunity to do something cool. I was going to take my daughter swimming, and my buddy wanted to go, and then he ended up thinking that going swimming with me and my daughter was going to be a wave or something like that. And I ended up seeing Natalie Portman and her son at the pool, and we ended up talking for a long time, and our kids were playing in the pool. So I pretty much got to go swimming with Natalie Portman. Boom.
That guy knows how to tell a story.
Right?
Got to go swimming with Natalie Portman. Boom.
He's not Italian.
Ralph was talking about Avicii's birthday. He's doing an Italian voice. That guy really enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it.
Being referred to the Washington State college team as we.
Yeah.
And that got into a giant argument with Ralph about, can you say we about a team that's really not your team?
Ralph, I agree with you 100%. Bean, you're an idiot. I'd like to say as a fan and someone who lives in the greater Los Angeles area that we at the Kevin and Bean Show, yes, we, us here at the Kevin and Bean Show, don't support Bean and his riffraff or whatever old school timey phrase he might use.
I think we here at the Kevin and Bean Show should fire Bean. I support the Kevin and Ralph Show.
Hmm.
Hello, this is Victor Fuentes. Here's something Bean will never say. Man, too much information.
Victor Fuentes.
I don't think that was...
I don't think it was the real Victor Fuentes.
Real, I don't think so.
Oh, my name is Allie, and I'm only going to date Fozzie because I saw him on TV. Oh, he must be a good guy. Oh, he's on TV. He can't be wrong.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what all the same women said about Bill Cosby. Allie, you're a freaking idiot. Screw Fozzie Bear. Screw him.
I don't think he should be driving with that kind
hey,
of
hair. Hey, Kevin and Bean. Look, we all hate Allie and Boston as much as the next person,
right.
Deservedly so, for any litany of reasons.
Right.
Thank
but
you.
I think we've been way too harsh on her just because of her sports allegiances.
Okay.
I, for one, would like to apologize and make it up to you, Allie. Kevin and Bean, if there's any way I and all of your SoCal male fans could contact her via Twitter or personal email to show our rigid support for Allie and how big of a mistake it was,
no.
I would like to offer up my peace pipe for her to smoke.
That's
we just
nice.
Had Labor Day. Maybe I could give her up a grilled sausage that she would put in her buns. I'd love to send pictures if I could to her Twitter or email. So Kevin and Bean,
don't
if you could provide
it.
Us with that info,
nope.
I'd be sure to send a nice high-res pic of my sack. Of gifts and goodies to her.
Of gifts and goodies.
Nice.
What do you think he was going to say?
I thought gifts and goodies, which is delightful, but I'm good. You don't need to Allie email me or
at
or
krock.com.
Nah.
Allie at krock.com.
Nope.
Or at Allie McKay. She loves that stuff. She'll tell you that she doesn't.
No.
She loves it so much.
Kevin, do you know any other adjective other than great? Oh, this movie, great. You're so great. TV, great. You have an English degree. Use it.
That's a great point.
Kevin, you were licking donuts with Ariana Grande? That is amazing. I can't believe it.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
And I was just saying to my other very good friend, Ariana Grande, the other day, as we were going around licking donuts together.
You were licking donuts with Ariana Grande? Or, what, or however you say her name?
No, I don't know who that is.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I don't know that we need the Afro callers to start requesting moments.
Kevin,
that doesn't seem like...
It was 5 seconds later.
Yeah.
5 seconds later.
Yeah, and I've never heard it said the way I said it. Ever.
Nope.
It's not like people get that wrong all the time.
No.
It was odd. No more requests from the Afro callers.
Hey, guys. I think it's about time you play that clip, you know? It's been a while. You know, the whole terrorist situation. I missed it, man. I think we all missed it. Go ahead and play it. Hit it, Steve.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from, I'm not positive what the answer is, to, it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in a terrorist,
right?
You know, situation or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no. It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was Kevin. A Moment with Kevin.
I was driving when I heard that, and I had to pull over. You're magic.
That's a straight filibuster right there. That's what that is like. I was not giving up the platform.
No,
why?
I don't know.
I could tell I was drowning. Why wouldn't I quit? What's wrong? 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. Keep listening for a Foo Fighters song. Every time you hear a Foo Fighters song on K-Rock, be caller 1, 2, or 3, and you'll win tickets to their sold-out Southern California shows. That's happening all day this week on the world-famous K-Rock.
Woo!
Dave, the King of Mexico, is here.
Yeah!
He is bad.
And
he's
He's
not good at the NFL fantasy draft.
Listen.
Are you good at that?
I have won money.
Mm-hmm.
I have won money from fantasy leagues.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm a good fantasy football player.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you can just go ahead and ask Kevin because he has all the answers.
I do. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. But this – okay, listen. I'm great at fantasy
mm-hmm.
except that this year all my drafts have really been at inconvenient times.
Oh, blame it on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
you're ready. You have all the answers.
Yeah.
But
when
the draft starts, you're doing something else?
When I can't execute them, it doesn't help.
You
okay.
can't
you know?
Focus. You can't
exactly.
have a computer in front of you, your notes, all of that.
Exactly.
Got it.
Let's just say that I was at a very I would say importantish dinner.
An importantish?
Yeah. Dinner? Yeah.
It was important
what,
or was it?
What kind of with it important people, you right? know, that I know.
Uh-huh.
And
that's when the draft took place?
Yeah.
And did you not know that the draft was taking place then?
Well, I try to get out of the dinner because of my draft.
Sure.
Because, you know, that's what you do, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, you have this important event to go to, but you're just like, I got a draft. You know, I got to do this. So I don't get out of it. My girlfriend makes me go. And I
see Dave pouting at the table, pulling out his phone
so
underneath
gross.
The...
No, hey, I was quiet. I, you know, I was nice and cordial.
Right.
But, you know, when you hear, bring, it's your turn to draft, you're like, oh, crap. Turn sound down. And you're like, doo, 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 doo. You make a draft.
So you did the whole draft during dinner.
During dinner. So I wasn't the best conversationalist at that table.
Mm-hmm. If they have your full attention, you're not the best conversationalist.
That's a good point.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. So that was one draft.
Right,
and then,
hold,
of course.
Hold, please. So we're going to take calls, 1-800-520-1067. If you had your fantasy draft in an unfortunate time, before we tell the next story, 1-800-520-1067. So dinner was Dave's good story.
Oh.
This was the best case scenario for Dave in the fantasy draft.
Hmm.
Continuous story two.
All right. Well, first of all, who has a draft in the middle of the afternoon?
Most people.
Oh, okay. Well.
All right. Second of all.
I wasn't awake this past Friday.
So Dave went to a funeral.
It's a viewing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
no.
Yes. No. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. I didn't really know this person, but.
That's my qualifier.
That's fine. No worries.
Yeah. Wow.
As long as you didn't know.
I said my piece and I, you know, paid my respects and I sat down.
All right, wait. Let me just ask a couple of questions. Did the draft start like before the viewing?
It was
during the viewing?
In the middle of it.
Okay.
So I was there for a while.
All right.
And then I got my alerts on my phone. That, oh, hey, your draft's starting. I was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about it. So I just sat down and decided to draft in the viewing.
Wow.
I was quiet.
You're troubled.
I sat in the corner to myself. Come on. I didn't know anybody. So
maybe did you sort of act like you were crying? Just sort of like maybe people leave you alone?
I put my hand on my head,
yeah,
you know, like,
good.
You know, in reflection.
Oh, I really am going to miss whoever that is.
Wow.
You know, I was quiet. I stayed to myself.
So how many leagues are you in?
Five.
Five leagues?
Whoa. Yes.
Two of them you drafted, one at dinner, one at a wake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the other two, the other three, I just completely missed.
You missed?
Yeah, Chip had alerted me.
Auto-drafted? What?
Did you auto-draft?
Yeah, I had to because I missed them. And...
You're the worst.
This is the worst ever.
Why are you
I'm
all
not
these leagues if you cannot concentrate and give everything you have to these leagues?
Because I focus everything on this show, man.
Well,
yeah,
it shows.
I pay attention
it
to
shows,
my job.
Dave.
Right, sure. All right, let's take some calls. Wow. Let's start with Mike in Glendale. Hey, Mike, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Fantasy draft, wrong time. What happened?
Yeah, so I forgot I had my draft last night, and then my buddy the other day is like, hey, let's go to the Dodgers and Angels series, one of these games, and he decided to get tickets for last night's game.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, awesome, cool. And then I realize, crap, my draft is at 9. And so I had to draft on the app for Yahoo.
Right.
Right in the middle of the sixth inning at the Dodger game or whatever inning it was last night.
All right. But, Mike, let me just bring up this thought, and maybe you hadn't thought of it this way, but that's the best sport to have to draft during because you got nothing but time.
That's what I told him. I was like, okay, it's going to be in between innings. I'll be able to concentrate on my picks. Yeah, it wasn't that easy because I was probably half drunk also at the time. So it was actually an terrible idea, but my team wasn't so bad, so I guess it wasn't that bad an idea. But
are you good work? Are you a Dodgers or Angels fan?
Dodgers, of course. Angels, who are the Angels?
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks a lot for paying attention to the game. And because of you, they lost. Way to go, jerk. And they couldn't get the sweep.
Hey, guy who drafted at the funeral, why don't you
attention to the game.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls today. Right now we're talking about fantasy drafting and the NFL fantasy draft, which has been going on pretty much for the last week. 2 weeks?
Past two weeks.
And it seems like people aren't able to keep up with all of the draft times. Like Dave's in five. Dave had to draft during dinner and during a wake at a funeral. So I'm guessing that those two teams didn't get your utmost attention.
They're pretty solid, actually. So, yeah.
That's what I meant. They're probably pretty solid. Let's start with Victor in Rosemead. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
So, I was in class last night, actually. I'm taking an intro to piano class, and my draft started like 5 minutes before my class. Luckily, I got the first pick. I picked up Aaron Rodgers as my first pick, and pretty much while I was in class, I was trying to learn chords, and I was trying to, you know, basically pick my team at the same time. I got auto-picked twice because I was stuck in class, and I had already been frustrated with this class for the past couple of days, so eventually I gave up. I ended up dropping the class. I walked out, and my teacher just looked at me with, like, the crazy puzzle
face. All right, wait. So, hold on. So you're saying that you did the fantasy draft and quit the class the same time?
Well, I was in class, yeah, then I had got auto-picked twice, and that pretty much was the final, you know, the final straw.
That was the nail in the coffin.
That's right.
For piano
you
class.
Forget it, piano.
I got things to do.
Piano's easy, though, so you don't have to really pay attention.
That's true. You could just guess at that. Thank you for the call, Victor. We appreciate it. I wasn't expecting the I quit, but all right. Spencer in Agoura Hills. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Good. So last night, I got about 3 hours' notice about my fantasy draft, which was going to happen exactly at the same time as my LSAT prep class. So I'm trying to get ready for taking the LSAT to go to law school and decided that doing my draft on the side would be really helpful. So I had ESPN notifications going off in the middle of class and a lot of ugly stares.
Do you guys not have calendars? Do you not know when your draft is happening?
I think it's up to the commissioners. They got to let you know.
But they let you know as close as 3 hours?
I guess, yeah.
I had a three-hour heads up on this one.
Look, you got to have priorities, so I'm glad that you stuck with the NFL draft.
Yeah, obviously I'm not top priority yet.
Right, okay.
Wait, really? So commissioners don't tell you ahead of time?
They put it on the notes, and you're like, you're supposed to go to the league page.
You're supposed to read it?
No, you're supposed to go to your you know, team page and see what you got, and then you go to the draft and set up your draft. No one reads the notes and stuff like that.
Or if you're Dave, you wait for me to text you and go, hey, there's a draft.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
see, everyone should have a chip in their league.
This is just poor planning on everybody's part so far.
Rich in Manhattan Beach. Hi there.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Where did you do your fantasy draft?
So I started a brand new job last year. We go out to Minneapolis for 2 weeks of training. The second day of training is the night of my fantasy football draft. And thankfully, after dinner, or after training, directly during dinner with all of upper management.
Wait, so you were sitting at a dinner with upper management and you were doing your fantasy draft?
Yes.
Brand new job. How's that going?
Brand new.
It brought you guys closer, right?
Went great. All football guys had them help me out with a couple picks.
Oh, you're so lucky.
So lucky.
Look at that. Wow. I wish I was at that dinner.
No kidding. So did the people that you had dinner with.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk to Edgar in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you.
First of all, I don't know about that one caller about picking a quarterback on the first round.
Yeah,
I thought that too.
Running back. Always running back.
I thought that was a waste of a pick.
All right, good tip.
Anyways,
I like that Edgar's judging previous callers.
All right, when did you do your fantasy?
I did my fantasy draft last night during a soccer referee training class.
Training for what?
To be a soccer ref.
Soccer ref.
Don't
yellow
fall down.
Card.
Yellow card.
Stop
red
flopping.
Card. Stop flopping. Exactly.
Yeah, like there. I'm supposed to be like learning about like keeping the children safe and make sure the field is like in like optimal conditions for the children. I'd be like, nope.
What age?
Anderson is my running back.
What age are you reffing? What age?
6, 7, and 8.
Excellent.
Oh, those poor kids.
Those poor kids.
They're just all going to kick each other and fall down anyways. Who cares?
And Edgar's going to be on his phone.
They don't have any coordination. They'll,
right.
They'll figure it out.
All right. Good. Good. I like it. Let's go to Steven in Chino. Hi, Steven.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Fantasy draft. When did you do it?
So I did it a couple years ago. This was my first time doing fantasy football with a bunch of my friends. Never done it before. The draft happened on my first day of training in a new position at my job, and I couldn't have my phone on me. Luckily, my brother was drafting too, so he drafted for me.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, he screwed me over.
Oh, that's what I would do. That's what was my instinct.
Wait, it was the same draft?
Same draft.
Oh, what?
Going up against each other.
Then why, Steven?
There was one saving grace on it.
Yeah.
My quarterback was Peyton Manning.
How many kickers?
So,
All
kickers.
All kickers. All right. Thank you, Stephen, for the call. Let's move on to Tim. This seems dangerous. In Encino. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
What were you doing while fantasy drafting?
I was climbing Mount Fuji in Tokyo. I was with my military friends, and all my friends were back in the States. And that was one of the few days that we could have good weather for climbing Fuji. So my draft time came while we were at like the fifth or sixth station climbing Mount Fuji.
Was it difficult climbing at that point, or were you just sort
of... It's a lot of switchbacks, and you know, you can take breaks from station to station. I think it was like a half hour, 45 minutes between each station, so it wasn't too bad.
All right. So you weren't hanging off a cliff or anything?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, shout out to your carrier.
Yeah, right?
Really?
That's pretty impressive.
That's some good Wi-Fi.
I'll take Japan.
All right. Thank you, Tim, for the call. And let's go for maybe the champion would be Brandon in Yorba Linda.
Someone who beat me.
Hi, yes. Brandon. I don't know.
What's going on, guys?
We're
going
to have to decide if this is worse than funeral. But, okay. Brandon, tell us where and when you did your fantasy draft.
All right. A week ago, my wife's pregnant. Leading up to the draft, I have one league. I'm not Keener Mexico. I don't have five leagues where I'm just going to do anything, and I'm playing against all the same people that I have on other teams.
Right.
So I'm prepping, getting all my papers out. My wife looks at me and she goes, I think it's time.
I know.
For the draft?
Time for the draft. Let's go.
So I'm like, this is like now 15 minutes. People are getting into the fantasy draft room. These are all my good friends. So eventually I'm like, all right. So I tried to delay her. I said, hey, maybe you got some cramps.
I tried to delay her.
Right, hold, please. What? So, Brandon, your wife was in labor, and you said, can you hold that?
She says, boom, water breaks. We're getting moving. So I got the bags ready. I'm throwing them in the car. I still have my cell phone app open. I'm grabbing, looking who's available. I get about three. I get three picks in, and then it's all hell breaks loose. My mother-in-law gets crazy. It's done. I get a pretty bad team. Let's just put it that. I got a lot of injuries on the team.
Brandon, by all hell breaks loose, your child was coming into the world.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is this your first child? Your second?
First child.
Brandon!
You're terrible.
You're horrible.
I feel like that's...
It's the league with all my friends here.
Brandon, we got that. We got it. Brandon.
Every day hearing their stuff?
Yeah, no, I hear you, but...
Brandon, you rule.
Your wife was in labor with your first child.
Everything's healthy. Healthy baby boy.
Well, there you go.
We got a winner!
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Jim Rome about sports. We got Foo Fighters tickets and Ashley Escada talking about the Apple announcement yesterday. So that's coming up. Right now, it is time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Here's a pencil.
They do
have... Has a pencil, this one.
I do believe Apple...
Get it!
...has released a
pencil.
You
need to have it as a pencil.
Yeah.
And it's a foot long.
I don't think so. Stop making
Ralph,
that face.
Please stop. Can't even look up.
It's a foot long.
Yeah.
Yep, we got it.
It's like going to Subway.
Right.
Okay.
Only instead of eating it,
right,
you look at it. Other than that, same.
Okay.
Remember Liberty Ross? Supermodel actress Liberty Ross?
No.
I don't.
She was married to a gentleman named Rupert Sanders, who was a director, directed a film about Snow White, starring Kristen Stewart.
Oh.
And then the next thing you know, there's just these pictures of the director, Rupert Sanders, making out with his leading lady, Kristen Stewart. And for some reason, uptight Liberty Ross, his right? wife, gets all hoity-toity, gets all highfalutin, and says, oh, I'm not down with that, prig. So they divorced.
What does prig mean?
Prig means, snooty.
She's a bitch.
No, it doesn't mean she's a bitch.
No.
Prig means uptight, okay. Puritanical.
I have never heard that word.
Heard a prig, P-R-I-G.
Never.
See, that's why I do this show. It's not to entertain, it's to educate.
Never have a
chip? I've been sitting here for years just to try to teach you people some new words.
Okay. All right.
Mission accomplished.
Prig.
Have you heard it, Kevin?
I have not, no.
Okay.
Look,
I don't know why I did that.
How dare you
sure
both?
Have you heard the word the, Kevin? vegetable?
I've heard that word.
Milk? You're familiar with milk?
I know milk, yeah.
So anyway, the reason I bring this up is because Liberty Ross is taking another stab at Happily Ever After with a gentleman named Jimmy Iovine. He's got a few bucks.
Wow.
Yeah, Jimmy and Liberty.
That's the guy who used to run Interscope?
That's right, yeah. They are engaged to be married after 2 years of dating. Now, Jimmy was previously married to Playboy model Vicky McCarthy, so he's got a type. And she apparently likes powerful men who've got a couple bucks in the bank. So, congratulations to you two. I hope it all works out, however it is that you want it to work out. Here's a shocker. Some people are saying raising your kids on a reality television show may not be the best thing for them.
Oh, that's absurd.
Crazy.
I know.
Can
you imagine?
Ridiculous.
Do they have anything to back this up?
Well, it's anecdotal evidence.
Sure.
But Josh Roloff is the name of a kid who was raised on a show called Little People, Big World.
Mm. Seen it.
His folks are little people. Mm-hmm. And apparently, according to the title, they live in a big world.
They do.
He recently met a 7-year-old little boy from a show called The Little Family. I guess they had some sort of little get-together.
This story is scaring me.
And he was talking to the kid, and he said, he claimed while he was on that show, he was, by producers, they would script and throw him into different situations for ratings. And he warned this kid, you know, they will do things for your parents' ratings for your kids, for your show, that you may be uncomfortable with.
Okay.
And that was his warning to a little 7-year-old. A little 7-year-old, screw you, I want an Xbox! So it didn't really take so well, but yeah, apparently this guy had a bad situation when he was on television, and he was trying to warn the kid off. But
don't you assume most reality shows do that?
All
reality shows do that. Yes, right. That's why I think it's almost criminal to put children on those shows
because you know the process.
Like that K+8 thing, that was tantamount to child abuse, in my opinion. Amy Roloff, his mother, by the way, quickly chimed in online saying that her son was awesome and he keeps blessing me every day. And I'm sorry it was so tough on you, she said via online. Well, at least she got the message personally to him via Twitter or Instagram or wherever she posted it.
Well, he liked it, so
Can people talk to each other anymore?
Beautiful moment.
And how could she know it would be tough on a child to put cameras in his face 24 hours a day? That, no one could guess that. No one could see that. She's not Nostradamus. Allie, that was a person who was a psychic who's the read the future.
A prig.
He was not a prig.
Different word.
Shoot.
More details coming out about this Urban Cowboy reboot. As I mentioned, it's based on the popular John Travolta movie from back in the day. Now we know some of the cast who will be in the rebooted TV series version of this storyline. Edward James Olmos will play a former hitman for the Mexican drug cartels who came to Texas 20 years ago to reinvent himself. And Jim Belushi will be the owner. Will be the owner of the honky tonk where everybody goes line dancing.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right.
What just happened?
You heard me.
That took a turn.
So everybody tune in.
No.
Come on.
No.
It's Urban Cowboy.
No.
Man,
I feel obligated every time we talk about Urban Cowboy to full disclosure admit the fact that I used to wear a big belt buckle and a cowboy hat, good drinking at country and western
bars. I'm not positive we've ever seen a photo of that, and I believe I speak for all of us when I say we would like to.
I would love to.
I believe I speak for me when I say that will never happen.
Come on, Ralph.
And who
so,
never?
Wait, did you know like the actual line dances when a certain song would come on? You knew the dance that went.
I never
with that
went
song?
That far. It seemed like a little bit too much work for me. I didn't
you
want to have to study. I didn't want to
have
to study to go
chicks.
Drinking. I didn't want to have to rehearse before I went drinking.
Got it.
But I did get caught up in that phenomenon of in that white hot summer where everybody was sort of looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many friends.
And did you have a country name? Were you like Buck? Come on, take me through
it.
Ralph, paint a picture.
It wasn't role play. I didn't reinvent myself. Oh. I just would go to bars where they played that music and had mechanical bulls and stuff.
And are there photos of this?
There are no photos.
I'm not buying that.
We do have, however, some artist renderings.
I'd like to at least see those.
Some charcoal sketches that were done in the courtroom when I filed a lawsuit for a broken vertebrae after I fell off a mechanical bull. And who'd ever thunk did we get competing LBJ movies?
Competing LBJ movies.
That's a Lyndon Baines Johnson, Kevin. He
of
was
course.
One of the presidents of the United States.
Sure.
First, we have on HBO them doing All the Way, which is the film version of the popular Broadway play that Bryan Cranston starred in and played Lyndon Baines Johnson. He will be reprising that role for that project. And now Rob Reiner is doing an upcoming big screen feature film called LBJ about the former president. And Woody Harrelson will be playing the president in that particular case. I can see Woody Harrelson doing that.
Can you?
He's kind of a good old boy. He could do that. But I just never thought all of a sudden people would be interested in
it seems to happen
President
that way.
Johnson. It does. It's a copycat league, like they said about the NFL. Hollywood is very a copycat.
It seems like there's always at least two mm-hmm. of something.
Hey, that is a good story. We'll take it over here, too. Right. Give us one of those. Story's been around for 50 years, and no one's touched it.
Can we get Cranston? No? Okay.
Woody?
Harrelson?
Let me give you something, people, because I love you. You know, Long Beach Comic Con's coming up this weekend. Oh, yeah. I'll be there en flambé, as they say.
I don't believe anyone actually says that anymore.
All those people.
Nope.
No.
Saturday, I'll be there all day long. I'm doing panels. I'll be there with Mark Guggenheim, who was one of the EPs on Arrow and Flash, and his wife, Tara Butters. She, of course, runs Agent Carter. I'll be doing a panel with them. I'll be doing a panel about how to break into Hollywood if you want to be a writer, director, actor, performer. We're doing a panel on that. I'll be signing stuff down there. This thing is amazing. It's a huge Comic-Con at the Long Beach Convention Center, and there's a ton of merch, and they've got action figure stuff and comic books and cosplay. They've got a great costume contest each and every year. If you'd like to go to this thing, and why wouldn't you, why don't you give me a call right now, 1-800-520-1067.
No.
Do it! It's this weekend. First five callers who get through... we'll get a pair of weekend passes for the Long Beach Comic Con. That means you don't have to come just on Saturday, the day I'll be there. You can be there all weekend long, and you can enjoy it. A pair of passes for you for the Long Beach Comic Con if you call me right now. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ryan Phillippe, he is 41 years old today. Guy Ritchie's 47. Another director, Chris Columbus, turns 57 today. Colin Firth is 55. Mm-hmm. Now, I say Ryan Phillippe, I get no groans, no moans, no nothing.
I think he's delightful.
Doughy British Colin Firth, you get all like, ugh.
It's a dreamboat.
Could Ryan Phillippe's shredded, he's got abs, and he's a man's man.
And when he was on a couple months ago, I thought, what a delightful human being. Absolutely. Do I want to bone him? No. Colin Firth, yes. Move on.
Colin Firth would be like, I want to have sex
really?
With you.
It's just a roll.
He's got that stutter. It's just embarrassing.
That
What's
was actually just a roll.
Looking for love.
Where's the photo?
Looking for love. Too many faces.
Kingsman, you didn't want to...
Love
after
Kingsman.
Watching
Loved
that?
The movie. Right. Didn't want to bone him.
Oh, I did the whole movie.
Joe Perry from Aerosmith is 65. And TV host Bill O'Reilly is 66 years old today.
We'll do it live.
Okay. We're going to do it live, Bill?
No. We'll do it live!
Why don't we just record? We'll just give me a script.
Do it live!
I'll give you a script.
I'll write it and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!
Jeez. Man,
blood pressure, Bill. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Every Thursday morning, we talk to Mr. Jim Rome. 9 to noon on the Beast 980. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Kevin, Ali, Sanchez. What's up, gang?
How you been?
So good. How about you guys?
Very good. Thank you. I want to start with Patriots. I don't have a lot of energy for it, but this new study that's out where they said there was a lot more spying and Spygate was much worse than we thought, and that's why they're doing a makeup call for Deflategate. What are your feelings on that?
Allie, are we keeping you awake?
Yeah, Allie? It's just, let's move on. Let's play some football tonight. It's ridiculous.
Spoken like a true Patriot hawk. Of course you don't want us talking about your team cheating. Now, it's true, though. There is nothing more tired than Spygate, but it's back. We knew they cheated. We just didn't know how much, and it turns out quite a bit more than we thought. We knew they illegally filmed opponents, but we didn't know they did it in 40 games. And most of all, we did not know that they broke into visiting locker rooms to steal play sheets, allegedly.
Now, all of that has come out, and now they're saying that Deflategate was mishandled because he felt bad for that?
The argument is that Deflategate, Roger Goodell let them skate, let the Patriots skate, actually did a little bit of work to cover it up. So this was supposed to be a make good. A lot of other owners and teams were pissed that he didn't come down harder on them the first time. So when he had the opportunity this time, it was supposed to be a make good, and he brought the hammer down. But to your point, can we just turn the page on this once and for all and play some football, talk some football? It is so tired and so played. Luckily, we can watch a game tonight.
I feel like if they did it, all right. Good on you. Let's move on and play football. So they play the Steelers tonight. Do you think they're going to be a distracted team, or is this a good distraction from the drama?
Allie, are you still awake?
Serious. First of all,
you should mix in a breeze strip. Do you snore like that when you sleep?
That would be why I'm single. That and so many
there's
other
a
reasons.
There's a lot of reasons.
There's a lot of reasons.
Okay. Right.
Now, my whole thing is they're going to come out tonight.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
With a vengeance. It's not going to be pretty.
Remember what happened last time when Spygate went down? They came out with a giant chip on their shoulder and they won 18 straight games. And not only were they looking to beat everybody, they were looking to beat them down, rub it in their face, run it up on them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be the mindset. The difference this year is they don't have the same firepower that they had then. They've lost some key guys. But that said, believe me, they've got more than enough to roll over Pittsburgh tonight. And it would be a terrible look to take that kind of heat and have the offseason they had and not blow them out. So they'll be fine tonight.
I wanted to make fun of Chip's team, the Miami Dolphins, because allegedly Bill Belichick said it was easy to spy on teams that were unsophisticated like the Dolphins and the Bills.
No, that's pretty funny. I mean, there's something to be said about it. If they're breaking and entering, I mean, that's a bad thing. That's next level stuff. You can't tell me that's not. If you get the answers to the test before you sit down to take the test, you are cheating. However, who is stupid enough to leave the answers out? Apparently, Miami and Buffalo. I love that they said, yeah, it really works well against those that are unsophisticated.
Right.
Lame.
And I found myself feeling something that I didn't see coming, and that is I honestly was a little bit angry at the Arizona Cardinals. I was like, are you guys doing any of this? Like, come on, let's step it up.
Like, unless you cheat, you don't try hard enough?
Well, you don't want to cheat that much, but you should be trying. You should be going right up to the line, right?
Look, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, and it's only cheating if you get caught. All right? So this whole thing about how everybody's doing it, everybody's not doing what they did. Now, that said, Kevin, would you feel better if Arizona went into other locker rooms and thieved material?
Probably not. But right. I was feeling like, wow, man, my team's not trying.
They don't care. They don't cheat.
They don't care.
Unless they're going through trash cans in the hotel, they just don't give a damn. They don't want to win. Cheat. Cheat. Cheat.
Oh, I'm so happy the NFL is coming back tonight. All right, let's change topics. Let's go NBA. Let's go Lakers. Meta World Peace.
This just in. Breaking news from 2009. The Lakers are reportedly close to signing the artist formerly known as Ron Ron. All right, so our pal Adrian Wojnarowski reports that the Lakers might be starting a new era of world peace. You like that?
Sweet.
That band is called Perky Wasted, and they dropped an amazing song about metal world peace.
That was my nickname in college.
Perky Wasted?
Yeah.
You want to elaborate on that, Allie?
No, I'm good.
Well, why were you known as Perky Wasted?
We can move on.
Yeah, well, you brought it up.
I'm just saying.
Meta World Peace. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, but it felt to me like when the Lakers got him in, was it 2009? Mm-hmm. That he was sort of on the downward spiral of his career. Is that accurate or not? Not really.
No, he helped them. He helped them win a championship. And, I mean, let's think about this guy, Met. The last we saw of him, he was wearing custom panda sneakers, balling in China before bouncing to Italy, But this is a guy who's been to hell and back, suspended for nearly an entire year, was actually the NBA's man of the year, hit a game-winning shot in the finals, almost decapitated James Harden with an elbow, and, most of all, he once saw a dude killed in a pickup game.
One of my friends, you know, he was playing basketball. They was winning the game. It was so competitive. They threw a piece of leg from a table, and they threw it. It went right through his heart, and he died right on the court. So, like, I'm accustomed to playing basketball really rough.
All right, so you want a guy like that on your team, right?
He's seen somebody killed.
Yeah. He's seen some stuff. Yeah. Table legs going through dudes' hearts and killing them.
And
you want that guy on your team.
He acted like that was nothing. Oh, yeah, that's normal.
No, that was Wednesday.
That's crazy.
Right?
My favorite Meta World Peace story is after the Lakers won the championship, and I think it was 2010 with him, he was scheduled to come on our program the next day, and we were excited to have him because they had just won the championship. Sure. And Meta World Peace showed up in his
uniform, in his Lakers uniform. He had been out all night partying.
Wow.
And just rolled into the studio like 8 a.m., was ready to go.
You know why he did that? The same reason anybody does anything, because they can.
Yeah.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
It's a good story, but still not as good as him being in a local run.
Okay.
And
right.
Having somebody rip a table leg off of the table and stab somebody in the heart with it. Best meta world peace story ever.
That is pretty good. All right, let's change topics again. Let's go to the high school football thing. I have never seen anything like this video of the two high school football players that run right through a referee.
I mean, it's shocking. I've never, in all my years of doing this, it's one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen. And for those who missed it, and I'm not sure how you could, you had one player slam into an unsuspecting referee from behind, knocked him to the ground. The second guy came flying in and speared him while he was down. I mean, almost certainly intentional, premeditated. But then you've got all this other stuff coming out. For instance, the New York Times said that the referee used racial terms. That's what the player said.
Right.
And then there's a report that an assistant coach said, this guy needs to pay for cheating us before the kid smashed into him.
Wow.
So that guy's on administrative leave. The players have been kicked off the team, suspended from school. They could face criminal charges. And my feeling is, throw the book at these cowards.
I agree.
I mean, that was brutal.
That's brutal assault.
It's assault.
What it is.
It's assault is what it is.
And they were
assault
talking
on a school official.
There was some talk about, oh, well, yeah, he shouldn't charge them. I was like, oh, yeah, he should charge them.
Yeah.
That was straight assault. There's no other way.
Well,
like
absolutely,
that.
He should.
Yeah.
He should. He will. And they should pay that price. I mean, that was a shocking bit of video.
Man, I've never seen anything like that in my life. It's crazy. It got like
because
5 million.
It's never happened.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Always appreciate your time. Appreciate you. 9 to noon. The Beast, 980. Jim Rome, thank you.
You guys are the best.
Thank you, man.
See ya. Peace.
We got tickets for Foo Fighters now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We're going to do Stump Rodney, though. So you come up with the Foo Fighters trivia that you think Rodney Bingenheim won't know the answer
and he
to.
Loves the Foo Fighters.
Pretty much knows everything about him, so good luck. But 1-800-520-1067 to Stump Rodney for Foo Fighters tickets next.
It is all right, 106.7 K-Rock.
24 minutes
listening
after 8.
To Rodney on the Rock Show.
It's
28 minutes after 4.
No.
Listening.
It's 24 minutes after 8.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Rodney.
FM. Go to www.facelook. FACLOKE.
Wow.
.com/Rodney/disco/English...
A lot of dots.
Sorry, I just spit out my gum on the equipment. All right, it's time.
Stop the 80s.
It's time to stump Rodney.
Yeah, wigwam, bam.
Yeah.
All right, Rodney, you love
right.
the 80s.
Love the 80s.
The 90s.
Hate the 90s.
Hate. Okay. How are you on Foo Fighters?
Love the Foo Fighters.
Foo.
With the F.
Charmin, but you can use any sort of toilet paper as a Foo Fighter.
We were told you knew Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, the band, Foo Fighters.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is not going to go well.
I know the Foo Fighters are a band.
Uh-huh.
And we were told you knew everything about them.
I do. They have players in the band who play instruments.
Okay.
Okay.
Many of them musical.
Right. All right.
All of them.
Let's start with Noah in Long Beach. Hi, Noah.
Hi, good morning.
Stump Rodney.
Okay, Rodney.
All right.
Hi. What Foo Fighters video takes place inside of Dave Grohl's dream with a giant prop for a telephone?
Dream, giant prop for a telephone. Walk like an Egyptian.
Hmm.
All right.
Is that a Foo Fighter song?
Maybe
not. How it goes.
All right. What I win?
Everlong. What's the answer, Noah? What?
The answer is Everlong.
Everlong.
All right.
Okay.
What I win?
You don't win anything, Rodney.
Okay.
Right. Hold on, Noah. You're in the drawing. Thank you for
seems
calling.
Like a bad deal for me.
Let's go to Jesus in Anaheim.
Doing this for nothing.
Hi, Jesus.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right.
Stump Rodney.
What other singer did Taylor Hawkins use to drum for?
Other singer, Taylor Hawkins. The Monkees. All right.
Oh.
Coming up next. Rodney, more Monkees.
You're not playing anything next.
Oh.
Is it the Monkees, Jesus?
No, it's actually Alanis Morissette.
Not
familiar.
She's pretty big. All right.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Right.
You're in the drawing.
Win.
Nothing.
Okay.
Let's move on to Jason in Huntington Beach. Hi, Jason.
Whip it. Hey, whip it real good.
Doing, Rodney? He hasn't even asked his question. Hasn't even asked his question yet. All right, Jason. Stump Rodney.
How you doing, Rodney?
Good.
Hey, what does Dave Grohl have tattooed on the back of his neck?
Whip it. Whip it real good.
Just sticking with that?
Worked once.
Jason, is that correct?
No, sir. He has the Foo Fighters, the FF emblem.
All right. What'd I win?
Nothing. You don't win anything. This is for them to win. Tickets.
I don't understand this game.
See Foo Fighters. All right. Let's go to Raul in Wilmington. Hi there.
What'd it do?
Good luck.
All right.
Rodney's on fire, but try to stump him.
Godhead.
I'll try. Who was the original drummer for the Foo Fighters?
Original drummer? Billy Idol.
Close. No. It's William Goldsmith.
Billy close. Goldsmith. I knew it was a Billy.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, no. Not buying it.
Goldsmith?
Let's go to Anna in Pico Rivera. Hi,
the
Anna.
Golden Idol?
Hi, good morning.
Stump Rodney.
What was the name of the band that inspired Dave Grohl to become a musician?
Name of the band inspired Dave Grohl? Soft Cell. Tainted Love.
Is it Soft Cell?
Their hit, no. Tainted Love.
No.
It you is. Want to tell us who it was?
It is Naked Ray Gun from Chicago.
Naked Ray Gun.
Huh.
All right. You don't win anything. All right, let's go to Evan in Venice Beach. Hi, Evan.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good. Stump Rodney.
What movie did Dave Grohl play the devil in?
Movie? Spandau Ballet.
That's not even a movie.
That isn't a movie. I don't think that's a movie.
Spandau Ballet the movie.
Evan, is that correct?
No, it was Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
All right.
All right,
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Are we still guessing?
We're not. He just gave you the answer.
All right, that's
Let's
Godhead.
Do one more. Let's go to Jonathan in Mission Viejo. Hi there.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
We
good
are
morning.
Good. Stump Rodney.
Listen to the Rodney, Rodney on the Rock Show. Go ahead.
What's the name of the HBO special that Foo Fighters did?
HBO special. HBO. The Sopranos.
Oh, man. I mean,
it's on HBO.
It's in the world of HBO.
Yeah.
Rodney, well
All
done.
Right. Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
Rodney?
You watch
Do you
Hard
like
Knocks?
Football?
All right.
What's your favorite team in the NFL?
The Camden Water Lilies.
Nice.
Jonathan, what's the answer?
That'd be Sonic Highways.
Sonic Highways, yeah.
I don't. We'll have to agree to disagree.
There's no
on
disagreeing.
This
That's actually the name.
Oh, no.
I hope he doesn't win in the drawing. I sure
All
hope he,
right.
I sure hope his
that
name,
was Godhead.
I hope his name doesn't come up.
I haven't hung up on that
right
guy.
Now. I hope that doesn't happen.
He sure hung up on him.
You gotta give us an actual name because
the winner is Noah.
Noah, thank God.
Noah.
All right, Noah.
Yes.
Congratulations, you got tickets to Foo Fighters.
Good rep.
Oh, I'm beyond excited.
Excellent.
You are Godhead. All right.
Thank you for playing. Thank you, Rodney.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam pam.
Let's talk to Ashley Escada, shall we? Ashley, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello, Kevin and Allie. How are you today?
Hi, Ashley.
We are good. Ashley is a senior editor at CNET and the host of Tomorrow Daily and was on call for the Apple announcement yesterday.
I'm always on call for you guys.
Tell me about those Apple announcements. It seems like they make you guys just wait all day long for stuff.
I feel like they make everybody else wait a little bit longer because we at least get to, you know, most of our team gets to play with them at the event. So Apple announced a few different pieces of new hardware, the first one being new iPhones. It's that time of year where Apple announces a new upgrade to the iPhone. It's now going to have what they're calling 3D touch, which means you're going to have some really great kind of options, kind of contextual. You can press a little harder. Your screen will know if you're pressing very lightly or very hard, and it'll pull up different types of menus. They introduced two new terms, which I found a little bit funny, peak and pop. So,
what? I'm sorry, what is peak and pop?
Peek and pop are two of the things you can do with 3D touch on the new iPhone.
Okay.
Let's say you really want to take a selfie. You want to get to it quick. You don't want to have to open up the camera app and flip the camera around.
Right.
With the 3D touch technology, you're able to actually press a little bit harder on your camera icon for your app. And it'll actually give you a little contextual menu of what you can do immediately with that app. So it might say, like, take a selfie or check out your photo gallery or whatever that is. You'll get a little list of things you can do with that particular app. So
they're saving you, like, at least 2 seconds.
Saving you, like, a couple seconds. I mean, really got to get that selfie out. I know Kevin knows exactly that.
Yeah, totally.
I really. He knows that. Sometimes it's crucial.
Yeah.
You need that 2 seconds.
It's a compulsion.
Right.
It's a compulsion.
All right, here's my question for you. Do I need to upgrade?
If you have an iPhone 5S or before, so anything before the iPhone 5S, I would say sure, it's a great upgrade. Apple introduced also an upgrade program. So starting at, I believe, $32 a month, you're able to kind of lease a new iPhone from them, not through your carrier, which is an interesting sort of move by them to sort of make it a little bit easier for people to kind of get an unlocked phone that they can take from carrier to carrier. Because right now, if you get on a payment plan on a carrier like T-Mobile or Verizon or, you know, AT&T, you have to pay off that phone in full before you can take it to a different carrier. So if you want to leave, this might be a good option for somebody who isn't quite sure what phone service they want to switch to. But I would say if you have the 6, if you're happy with it, and if you have the 6 Plus and you're happy with it, I would say you probably don't, like, desperately need to upgrade. But, of course, I'm the person who needs to upgrade everything the second it comes out. So I will be upgrading my
I'm the guy who says, I don't need it. I like my – okay, I'll get it.
Yeah.
That's me.
I think it's a lot of people. Yeah. I think they get – you know, and if you're not sure, go see it in an Apple store. I mean, it'll be out in a couple of weeks. It comes out on the 25th. If you really got to have one, pre-orders start this Saturday, the 12th, which they're at midnight for a lot of sites. So be ready on Friday night at midnight, 11:59, to order your iPhone.
I'm guessing Friday night at midnight I'm not going to be even knowledgeable about going to Apple or ordering anything. So that may not work. All right, tell us about the iPad Pro.
So the iPad Pro is pretty interesting. We've been hearing about a larger iPad for kind of professional graphic designers and other people who are sort of in creative outlets. And now they finally announced it. It's finally coming. It's going to be available in November. No specific day, but they are going to release it before the holidays show up. It's a little bit pricey, but it's huge. It's a 12.9-inch screen. So on the diagonal, it's 12.9 inches. It's very big. It almost looks hilariously large when he brought it out. Like, it looked like it was like he was a tiny person holding a regular.
It's a little cartoonish.
Yeah, it's a little bit cartoonish, but I think that they want you to use it in the same way that Microsoft has the Surface Pro. So this is for people who really love iOS, don't necessarily need a MacBook, want something that can be detached from a keyboard, want something that can be a little bit more versatile, and also, of course, has access to the App Store for iOS, which is a huge part of Apple's portfolio. This is the thing they want everyone to have access to.
Can we just say right now, don't bring this to a concert?
Yeah, please don't hold this up and take pictures at a concert. I think somebody actually would probably just steal from you anyway.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's pretty expensive. It starts at $799.
Wow.
And that's for the base model, and it goes all the way up to $1,049. And that is not counting the smart keyboard attachment, and also your favorite, Kevin, the Apple Pencil.
Oh, the Apple Pencil.
Seriously.
Let's talk about the Apple Pencil.
Everybody at Apple was like, that's ridiculous. Why would we ever have a stylus? Like, that type of thing. They made fun of Microsoft for this, didn't they?
Very much. So Steve Jobs, very famously in 2007 at the first iPhone reveal, said, who wants a stylus? You have to get them, you put them away, you lose them, yuck. He actually used the word yuck.
He used the word yuck, all right.
And I mean, I think he even said, like, you know, once you use a stylus, you failed and all these other things. But, you know, Steve Jobs also said a lot of other things about different products that ended up happening anyway for Apple, even while he was here and running Apple. But the Apple Pencil is an accessory that you can get for the iPad Pro. It's pretty interesting. It's a stylus for all intents and purposes, but it also has, it's very responsive. There's not a lot of lag that we saw at our demos and our first looks over on CNET.com. And then also, it can measure tilt and it can also measure pressure. So it can you can fill in one pixel at a time, or you can fill in many pixels at a time, which is pretty interesting, all things considered. It gives a lot of precision for anybody who might be a graphic designer or somebody who needs that level of precision on their device. So the Apple Pencil is pretty interesting. I'm a little bummed that it won't, as far as I know, it won't be working on the iPad Air, which I think a lot of people would really like. But for now, Apple Pencil, iPad Pro, it's $99. It's a separate accessory. It doesn't come with the device. It doesn't have, like the Note 5, the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 has a slot for the stylus that comes with the device. Not so on the iPad Pro.
Well, this just sounds like terrible, terrible planning. Right.
So it only works on the iPad Pro, but it's not with the iPad Pro.
So far. It doesn't come with it bundled, but it's an extra $100. And like, if you really look at the math, it's pretty interesting that Apple has kind of priced this similarly to the Surface, the Microsoft Surface.
Right.
But if you max it out and you get an iPad Pro with LTE, which is the top end model, and you get the smart keyboard and the pencil, you're looking at about $1,300. Which is the price of a MacBook. So I find it pretty interesting that they're kind of almost not competing with themselves, but they're really kind of aiming for a very, very specific market with the iPad Pro.
Apple Pencil? That's embarrassing.
That's
embarrassing.
iPad Pro. I don't mean it.
All right, we're out of time, but I just want to get you to give us an update. Is there anything we need to know about the Apple Watch or Apple TV?
Apple TV is going to have universal search. So if you haven't gotten an Apple TV yet and you have iOS devices, highly recommend. It'll be out in October, late October. Really excited about that. Apple Watch had a software update and some new bands, some exciting new bands that they new watch bands. So if you're rich and you want a Hermes watch band, you can go get that now.
Thank God.
Wow. Thank
I've really
God.
Been waiting for that.
It's your time.
Oh, me too.
Ashley, thanks very much for coming on with us. We appreciate it. Senior editor at CNET and the host of Tomorrow Daily. Thank you, Ashley.
Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54. We're going to talk to Dr. Drew coming up just after the top of the hour.
Not a real doctor.
He is a real doctor, actually.
Not really.
I believe he is.
Yeah. I'm sure he is.
He is, yeah.
That is not been.
He is. It has been confirmed.
It's not been confirmed.
It has been confirmed.
Not proven positive.
Also, listen for a Foo Fighters song all this week on K-Rock. As soon as you hear it, be caller 1, 2, or 3. You'll win tickets to see Foo Fighters when they come to Southern California in 4 sold-out shows. Ralph Garman is here now with the Showbiz Beat.
The war's over, and we have lost. Goodbye, everybody.
Who did we lose to?
Just saying goodbye. Bye-bye.
What was the war about?
The battle between good and evil.
Sure.
The biggest fight for what was right versus what was wrong since, 1941.
Okay. Who'd we lose to?
The bad people.
Sure.
Of course they're the bad people. We lost to them.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber landed his first number one single this week. What Do You Mean? Debuts at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 this week. Justin's never had a number one single before. He got close to the top spot in 2012 when Boyfriend peaked at number two.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah.
But What Do You Mean? His single that he did alongside Skrillex and Diplo.
That's when
a lot out of you.
Number one. Number one in its debut.
That's when he cried after.
Yeah.
MTV Awards,
yeah.
Right?
Performed it.
Yeah.
You like me. I'm flying.
Ugh. Do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you want to say no, what do you mean?
Ugh, sounds like a freaking Corona commercial. Where's your beach? There's a beach right there. Justin Bieber's a beach. Good news is The Weeknd, number two.
All right.
Mm-hmm. In fact, they have two songs in the top three this week. Can't Feel My Face at number two and The Hills at number three. Then Watch Me by Silento. Ugh. Hey, Silento, how you do?
Nope.
Hey, Silento, why you never come and visit your mama no more? She wonder what happened to you.
He's not Italian.
Why don't you have a good meal? You look so skinny.
No, he's the whippin' nene guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's not Italian.
No.
Pretty sure he is.
He's not.
I gotta go with my gut on this one.
All right, well, maybe some research. Maybe we should do some research.
You know, research is vastly overrated.
Is it?
As opposed to gut.
Mm.
And my gut says...
He's Italian?
Silento. Hey, what a party from Italy you are, Silento.
Right.
Sicily. I got a cousin in Sicily.
Right. But your gut also told you that Avicii was Italian.
And that proved to be
untrue. It's not true.
Well,
he's Swedish.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that one.
Okay.
Cheerleader by OMI's number 5. Lean On, Major Lazer, and DJ Snake featuring Mo. Or M-O, depending on how you pronounce that.
He's Italian.
Hey, Mo! What do you do, Mo? Good for you, Selena Gomez. Come on. 679. Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
Locked Away, Our City with Adam Levine. And then Where Are You Now? The Skrillex Diplo joint with Justin Bieber at number 10.
I don't feel like there's a lot of K-Rock songs in there.
No. Hmm. The Weeknd.
Not playing much.
Nope. Little bit. Tiny bit.
Nope.
Little bit.
Not really.
Once in a while.
I don't think so.
A little bit.
I don't think so.
I was hoping.
He's Italian, though.
Hey, Weeknd. I'm so happy to see you at the end of a long week.
No, he's not Italian.
REM, speaking of music, they don't like Donald Trump. They're upset. Mm-hmm. He had a recent Republican presidential campaign stop, and he took the stage to It's the End of the World as We Know It. I think it's an appropriate song at a Donald Trump rally.
It does seem to be his the point that he's trying to make.
Yes.
We're losers.
The band issued the following statement. While we do not authorize or condone the use of our music at this political event and do ask that these candidates cease and desist from doing so, let us remember that there are greater importance at stake here.
Well, that's really... seems like pretty grown up.
Then right. Michael Stipe tweeted yesterday, go F yourselves! The lot of you, you sad, attention-grabbing, money-power-hungry little men, do not use our music or my voice for your moronic charade of a campaign! Apparently, Michael got into the sherry at some point and started hitting Twitter.
I'm guessing he didn't write that first one.
I'm guessing not, too, because everyone seemed very calm in the first one. Miss America pageant. Everyone excited? This weekend, Miss America pageant. Whatever with the NFL, it's the Miss America pageant.
I don't know.
It's a big deal.
Is it?
Yes. Because who's her face is coming back.
Who's her face?
Yeah. Right?
Who's
long awaited.
Showy McJJ.
What?
Showy McVJ.
What? Maybe I'll watch.
I'm not sure who that is, but
it was Williams.
Oh my God.
What's your name?
What?
Did you say Showy McVJ? Vanessa?
Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa
Williams was Miss America famously.
Right.
Then she did some photographs.
Right.
That saw the light of day.
Uh-huh.
And those photographs cost her the crown.
Right. And
now she's returning to the Miss America pageant for the first time since all the magic happened.
I feel like no one's interested in this anymore.
Only, you know why you think that?
Why?
Because no one is interested in this anymore.
Okay,
that's
good.
Why. That's why you're getting that feeling.
But that's where we got South Carolina. You want to hear Miss South Carolina? That's
yes.
Where we got her from.
Hell to the yeah.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S., or should help South Africa, and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
She had a full-blown Kevin moment.
She's the female me.
She really is.
That sucks for her.
Now, in all fairness, I believe that was Miss Teen South Carolina,
oh, was it? Okay.
Wasn't it? I believe.
Yeah. Who knows?
Not Miss South Carolina. Let's not put her in the majors, Kevin. Miss South Carolina won the preliminary swimsuit competition for this year's Miss America pageant, so she may be someone to keep your eye on. She may be a favorite. If you're laying down some, if you have your fantasy Miss America,
I don't see myself watching and or betting on.
You may want to pick up. Carolina.
I don't see that happening.
You can get a lot of points for her.
Yeah,
since she won the swimsuit competition, the prelim swimsuit. Let's not get nuts.
Not going to happen.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ryan Phillippe, 41 years old today. Guy Ritchie, the film director, is 47. Another film director named Chris Columbus is 57. Discovered America and directs movies.
That is,
he is a full of talent. Colin Firth is 55. Joe Perry, guitarist for Aerosmith.
Well, that's a new name.
He is 65 years old.
Has he been saying that all day?
Yes.
Oh, no. I thought that was the first time you said that his name. Joe Perry?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be over
Speaking
here.
Of Joe Perry, wasn't that one of the names on the legendary list of names that you had to recite at the legendary Grammys when you were announcer for that very same program?
I don't know if we have that clip separate from all of the
other... There was a list of names. Coming up next.
Yeah.
A big, big Jim Perry. Wasn't that one of his... The guy
I mean, it's... I have Grammy tape.
Let's
it's possible.
Roll a little bit.
I'd rather not.
It.
I mean, it's late.
I know it's late, but we got a little flexibility. Okay. We got a little time right here. Let's see if...
Okay. Go. Mary J. Blige in a once-of-a-lifetime performance. To vote for Africa Miranda, send the number one. To vote for Brenda Radney, send the number one. Send the number two. Coming up, Mary J. Blige in a once... Mary J. Blige in a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Yeah. Sorry, people. I think it's... Yeah, I also think I screwed up the word one.
All right.
Coming up next,
okay.
An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Ray.
All right. Yeah.
An unforgettable moment with Cor... It's not Joe Perry.
No.
An unforgettable moment with Corinne Bailey-Ray...
We have another minute.
I'd rather with not. With Carrie Underwood and Riscoe Flatts. Okay, I said both those names wrong. Sorry, again. Ludacris, the 49th Annual Grammy Awards.
All
with
right. All right.
And unpre-
okay.
Let's do it again.
All right. Seriously, that's enough. Yeah.
No, you're not crazy. It's Gnarls Barkley. No, I want to do it again. That's vodka and Red Bull for 4 days in a row in Miami. I could quite possibly die during this recording session.
Yeah.
And all right. All right, that's enough.
What?
That's enough. I mean,
come
that's
on.
Enough.
We didn't even get to Joe Perry
I
yet.
Don't even know if Joe Perry's on
right,
the file.
We're going to find that.
All
right. Bring it in. I think you call him John Perry a bunch
it's
of times.
It's very possible,
I'm pretty
yes.
sure that happens.
Very possible.
Anyway, Aerosmith guitarist John Perry is 65 years old today. And from Fox News, Bill O'Reilly, 66. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show, Biz Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Keep listening for a Foo Fighters song. When you hear that, be callers 1, 2, or 3. And you'll win tickets to see the Foo Fighters when they come to Southern California. They're sold out shows. Time for Dr. Drew Pinsky, as we do on Thursdays. Dr. Drew, of course, is on Love Line with Psycho Mike Sunday to Thursday at 10 p.m. He's also on KABC with Psycho Mike from noon to 3, and he's on HLN every night. He's got a lot of gigs.
And
he's
Mike's got a lot of, on that a lot of the time.
A lot of podcasts as
you
well.
You can't stay away from Psycho Mike.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
We wanted to talk today about fat shaming.
Yeah.
Because of the YouTube video and all of the crazy response that it seems to be getting. This is the original. This is a girl talking about fat people and why they should be ashamed.
Dear fat people. Some people are already really mad at this video. What are you going to do, fat people? What are you going to do? What are you going to chase me? Fat shaming is not a thing. Fat people made that up. That's the race card with no race.
Yeah, but I couldn't fit into a store. Discrimination.
No. That means you're too fat. You should stop eating.
All right. So at least she's funny.
Nope.
Not even a little.
That's part of the. That's one of the biggest problems. It reminds me of. Remember when Michael Richards was thought he was doing some funny race humor?
Yeah.
Somebody
mm-hmm.
caught it on a cell phone, and it was a bunch of N-words strung together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not funny. Not good judgment. Bad timing. Bad delivery. Just oh, it's just ridiculous all the way around. It's like you sort of shake your head and go, "What's she doing, Allie? What was she up to? You have any insight?"
She's just trying to get hits on her YouTube channel is all I can think because so it was just so poorly executed. It was mean-spirited. It was just, it was awful.
Great. Okay, I go now.
So
okay, bye.
So she was just hoping to start some controversy, do you think? Or do you think?
I guess so. I mean, I guess, you know, I see the sort of technique of the YouTuber there, you know, sort of trying to create controversy and trying to be glib and funny and, you know, it reminds me of why when I put some of these folks on television, I'm so disappointed. But be that as it may, you know, the idea of – there actually is some controversy around shame and the potential to shame to motivate. I think people get confused about that, so I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Shame is – there's a little controversy, but shame is generally, and certainly in my experience, we think of shame as a toxic emotion.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to do somebody good to shame them into submission. It doesn't tend to motivate change. Think about my patients, addicts, alcoholics. Do the shaming them, that what Dr. Phil does in front of them and on television, they, don't you know what you're doing to your family? Yeah, yeah, they know. They know. They're heroin addicts. They don't care. That's the whole point. Even when they feel the shame, they don't care. Turns out there's a difference between the shame you experience sort of from the outside in, from people finger-pointing at you, and the shame you feel internally when you're not living up to some sort of standard you wish you could. Mm-hmm. The kind of personal shame may motivate things.
Yeah, that could affect change.
That's right. You're feeling like, damn, I really want to, I can't live up to, I'm crap. Damn, I'm no good. I better do better. As mm-hmm. opposed to people from the outside telling you, you are in fact bad. There's something wrong with you. That tends to be toxic. Where are you going from there? If there's something wrong with me, well, I guess I'm broken and that's that. And that's what fat shaming tends to
be.
And by the way, Carolla used to always say, you know, no one discriminated more than fat people in this country when you really look at it. I mean, they are judged, they are marginalized, they are talked about as though they're lazy or there's something they could do to change what the condition they're in. And on top of that, we have an epidemic of eating disorders of all types now, and this is just adding to that.
I got to tell you, the particularly heinous part of this is that later in the video, she tries to make it sound like she's doing this for their good.
Yeah. I know.
She tries to stake that high ground where she's like, I'm trying to help.
Do you have that clip?
I don't have that clip.
Perfect.
No. But
well done.
No, but I just wanted to point out, like, that is, I don't think that's ever true, right? That's not a way to get anyone to do anything.
Shame is not the way to do it. Shame, although we feel, you know, we feel somehow like weirdly morally gratified when we shame someone. Like, I told them. I can't tell you how often I get tweets and social media sort of comments where people want me, like when I deal with the teen mom, they want me to, you know, somehow shame them, like beat them up as though by shaming them, that is going to let them know what they need to do. No, it goes exactly the opposite way. When people are engaged in pathological behavior, it's because they're in a lot of pain, they're in a lot of emotional turmoil, and if you shame them, it only adds to the trouble. It does not motivate change. You got to remember, I worked for 20 years in the addiction field where all I'm trying to do is get people who are engaged in reprehensible, self-destructive, potentially fatal behavior to change. And by sitting there and just beating them up, does nothing, absolutely nothing.
One of the other things that she mentioned was if you have a medical condition, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody else.
Whatever.
So there's that feeling of, hey, there is a certain side where they go, well, I have to be disciplined and you don't have to be. So I think that's where some of that comes from.
Yeah, we're going to give you a little out here just in case you can't control it. Yeah, I went and looked online and just read a few of the articles that are up in response to this. And there's actually a lot of good conversation about it. And I think younger millennials are healthier about their bodies than we've been in a long time. There's much more acceptance of the diversity. Generally, the millennials are not interested in sort of digital selves. They are interested in, you know, you're fat or you're thin, you're male or you're female. They're interested in the spectrum, and they're interested in embracing the spectrum. And, yeah, we've been, as a country, we've been too fat. We eat too much. We eat the wrong kinds of food. Yes, 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 got it. Check. But let's not go around shaming people and forcing them to be something that we want them or somebody wants them to be merely because there's some sort of ideal out there. And, by the way, there's a paradoxical phenomenon. Fat people live longer. They do. People don't realize that sometimes there may be some paradoxical benefit.
Wait,
to being
what?
Overweight, huh?
Did you say fat people live longer?
They do.
Really?
Hmm. It's a paradox observation. No one knows why. So there you go.
Is it true?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I mean, it depends. You know, if you're really overweight, you get into really serious trouble. But yeah, and yes, there are risks of hypertension and diabetes, and these are all serious issues. I'm not minimizing the health impact of excess weight. I'm not. But sometimes we make a lot of stuff medically that maybe we should just kind of slow down about a little bit.
I feel like there's a huge change in the sea change in this particular topic, though. Even with us, in that we used to make fun of fat people all the time. Mm-hmm. Still do sometimes, to be honest.
We make fun of everybody, though,
right?
To be fair.
Okay, right. But I'm saying it starts to feel like you're out of touch with the rest of humanity, and this seems mm-hmm. like it's that time for this particular issue.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a good thing. I think you're sort of zeroing on exactly why this video got so much attention, because it is so out of line with the sort of the prevailing sort of zeitgeist, let's call it.
But to be clear, we're all cool with shaming her for being extremely unfunny.
Right? Yeah, oh, okay. Shame. Her, okay. She we did to shame. Right, right, right,
okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's the biggest crime is her not being funny at all. Wow, that was troubling. Dr. Drew, thank you. You can listen to Dr. Drew on KABC at noon and then tonight on Loveline on K-Rock and check him out on HLN. Thank you for your time, sir.
You bet, guys. See you soon.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 938. That is the Foo Fighters.
What?
The first three callers, they got tickets to see Foo Fighters when they come to Southern California. Very exciting. Can't wait.
I'm very excited about my new tribute album, Neil Diamond Sings the Hits of the Foo Fighters.
Okay. I haven't heard.
It's times like these you learn to live again.
It's going to be a major, major hit.
I like it.
Thank you.
Did you just come up with it?
Yep.
Okay.
But it's already out.
Is that right? Yeah. Wow.
So quickly. I've got a coaxial cable runs from the back of my brain right
That's
to
awesome.
iTunes. Yeah,
I can do that.
Post everything that comes out. Let's talk a little show business. Shall we? That Bradley Cooper, he's the best.
Yeah, now what?
He was giving some pickup advice to all the lovesick teenage boys out there. He was on the Late Late Show, and he revealed that his key to getting the ladies when he was a young lad, his sweet-ass dance moves.
Mm. Really?
Ladies love a man who can dance, says Coop. He said he used to woo all the girls at his friends' bar mitzvahs. Like getting out there on the dance floor and showing off his popping and locking skills.
Really?
Some break dancing.
Woo!
Coop would clean up. So,
did he look like Bradley Cooper?
For all you guys out there, start popping and locking, I guess, is the advice.
It's good advice. It's good advice.
Get your piece of cardboard out. Just go out there to the sidewalk. Turn on your boom box. Just
girls will line up.
You'd be beating them off with a stick. Whatever it is you use to beat off kids. Presidential candidate and professional blowhard Donald Trump will be on ABC's The View today. I am not a viewer.
Same.
But this might be one to tune into because you get the blowhard that is Donald Trump up against the blowhard that is Whoopi Goldberg.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
Mix in the blowhard that is Joy Behar. That's a... It's a tumultuous episode of television right there. It's a hurricane of hot air. Just people just yelling at each other. Might be fun. Might be entertaining. While we're talking about the Donald, not everyone's happy with him. Some people are not fans of Donald Trump.
Are you kidding?
You can add REM to the list. No. He was at a recent presidential campaign stop. And he came out on stage to REM's hit, It's the End of the World. Which I still think is an odd choice if you're trying to instill hope for the future. I don't know if you want to come out and say, it's the end of the world as we know it. If you hire Donald Trump, it'll be the end of the world. So, REM, Speedway. They also are not happy. Wow. They're not using any of his music, their music. But Michael Stipe tweeted yesterday, go F yourselves, the lot of you. And by a lot of you, he means just Donald Trump.
Because
listen to the next part. You sad, attention-grabbing, power-hungry little men. And I think by men he means man because it's pretty much directed to one guy. Do not use our mucus. Do not use our mucus or our music or my voice for your moronic charade of a campaign, said Michael.
So he's my decision. You're fired.
And then Trump fired Michael Stipe from REM.
I didn't know he could do that.
New lead singer, Neil Diamond.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Survivor, also not happy with the mix of music and politics. Eye of the Tiger, as I mentioned yesterday, was used at Kim Davis's release rally. She, of course, the county clerk who refuses to issue marriage license to same-sex couples. When she was let out of jail, Mike Huckabee, another presidential candidate, was there to greet her and support her. And they were standing alongside each other at the rally, and Eye of the Tiger played in the background. Again, an odd choice. But Survivor publicly decried that. And then there was a story that hit yesterday saying they were going to file a $1.2 million lawsuit against Kim Davis and Mike Huckabee for using their song inappropriately for a public, unauthorized public usage of that song. This, however, turned out to be a false story. So if you read this anywhere on the internet, it was all over the place yesterday. Not true. It's actually a spoof story. It's so weird now to tell the spoof stories and the real stories because the people who are doing parody news, don't really make it very funny or very interesting, so it just reads like a lie, basically. But this website is claiming it was a spoof story. The website itself is very disturbing. It's nbc.com.co. So if you were looking at that, you would think it's the NBC News site.
I would think so,
because they do a pretty good job of faking it on the site as well. And I was told this morning when we talked about this story earlier that .co is a Colombian suffix.
Okay.
So it's hard to shut them down, because to get a cease and desist order to Colombia and then have them follow in any stretch of the imagination is almost impossible. So apparently that's the place to go if you want to spread lies. Start a website in Colombia. Anyway, don't listen to that story. Don't listen. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday. Ryan Phillippe, he is 41 years old today, and he's a dreamboat.
He's not bad.
He's a dreamboat, Allie.
Yeah, definitely adorable.
Oh, so hot. Imagine me and Ryan just cuddling up on Sundays watching the Eagles together.
Nope.
I'd rather not imagine.
He's also a big Eagles fan. We could just get our Eagles onesies on, our slankets. What was the thing with the hood and everything people were wearing back in a minute ago? You know, it was
the Snuggie.
It was
Snuggie. Yeah.
That's it, the Snuggie. That's what I'm looking for.
Sure.
Our Eagles Snuggies and just a bowl of Scrapple to split between the two of us.
Good luck.
Just a big bowl of Scrapple.
It's a perfect day.
Some cheese steaks. Some Yingling beer. Oh, me and Ryan stretching out. He's 41 years old today. Guy Ritchie, the director, is 47. Chris Columbus, another movie director, he is 57 years old today. Actor Colin Firth turns 55. He is the least worthy guy I've ever mentioned.
He's so hot. It's ridiculous.
He's lovely and talented and charming, but he's not hot.
He is sexy. He's a gentleman. He's a dreamboat.
He's a dreamboat.
You have odd,
a strange choice.
An odd list of criteria for sexy guys.
He
has to be able to build you a house. And he's got to be a gentleman and wear a hat and be a bear and have a tie. It's like, this is the weirdest batch.
It's an odd list. But him and Liam Neeson, good night. Who would you choose? Both? Call me.
Guitarist Joe Perry from Aerosmith turns 65 years old today. You know, I remember when Kevin was working on the Grammys, when he was
damn you right
the
to
Grammys,
hell, Garmin.
And I believe he had to talk about Joe Perry. I think they were upcoming. There was some performance going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Yes, sure enough it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
What did I say, John?
Yeah, you sure did.
I do good work.
Yep. They hired him to be a professional broadcaster for the Grammy Awards and read.
Yeah.
Did they know nothing about you? Was there no background check in any stretch of the imagination?
I can't imagine.
Had they never heard this show or any other show you've been on or anything you've ever done?
I did it 3 years in a row.
I know! How did it happen?
That's more surprising that they asked me back.
It's more surprising. What kind of operation are they running over there?
A good one?
Okay.
Is that what we're saying here?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Let me give you a little something before I say goodbye, since you made it this long. You made it to the end, and now here's your payoff. This is the pot of gold at the end of the crappy rainbow. I've got passes to the advanced hero screening of a movie called Sicario. Hey, Sicario, why you never come anymore to the house? Eat a spaghetti and a meatballs with me and the mama. Sicario, the story of a puppet who wants to be a real boy. And apparently he's left behind by a drug cartel in Mexico.
Wait, is this real?
No.
Oh. No, Sicario, I'm glad you asked, Allie. It's the riveting story of an idealistic FBI agent, played by Emily Blunt, who is enlisted by a government task force run by Josh Brolin to step in the escalating war against drugs at the border area between the U.S. and Mexico. Benicio del Toro also stars. The movie's in theaters everywhere on September the 18th, but and by we, I mean K-Rock, we're going to have an advanced screening of Sicario on September the 15th at the AMC Century City. If you'd like to attend, why don't you call Beer Mug right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through with that number, we'll get a pass to the advanced screening of Sicario. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Beer Mug still working here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning and all
another,
new...
Another poor decision. It's like the Grammys. Just a bad decision all the way around.
That's sort of my life, Ralph.
Yeah, I know. You do. You're like Forrest Gump. You just fail up. You just, well, life is like a box of chocolates.
Take it easy.
And then they just, oh, here, have a radio show. Mom always said, oh, here, announce the Grammys. What's going on?
I don't know, but I like it. Tomorrow morning, RJ Bell tells us about the NFL picks for the weekend.
Can, like, just quickly, we have a minute here.
No.
Yeah, we do. People who are telling people who's going to win football games, I know everyone likes to speculate and it's conjecture and it's a lot of fun, but it's getting nuts. I mean, I watched 2 hours of the NFL Network yesterday, and they were saying who's going to make the playoffs, what teams are going to be in it, what the Super Bowls, what teams are going to be in the Super Bowl. Sports Illustrated today has a list of every game of throughout the season, and who's going to win what
they
game.
They pick every game?
Come on!
The winner of every game?
This is madness! But RJ Bell's pretty good at it.
Yeah, he'll just focus on this weekend.
He'll do some actual prognostication.
Plus, it's Friday, so we got the movie beat, and we got your tickets for Foo Fighters as well tomorrow morning.